This is the Organic Guy, and welcome to yet another Organic Conversation. And this time I had the pleasure of visiting the Kenya Institute of Organic Farming, which is one of the oldest institution in Kenya to actually train people on organic farming. So I had the pleasure of having a conversation with students at Kiof. So we had a wide range of conversations, and ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, this is how the conversation actually went down.
So it's very interesting to know that some of you guys are from Uganda. How many of you are from Uganda? So majority of you guys are from Uganda. So as you heard, organic, if you ask, organic has been there for quite a long time, until the Green Revolution came along, and then things changed. And then later on, we have pioneers who helped direct us to sort of to where we were, or rather help us move forward to some of the things that we have missed along the Green Revolution. So for me, for every single one of you who is here, I believe you're here for a reason. There's a motivation behind it. So I will sort of like to give you two guys, two girls, be able to share with us your vision. Why do you want to study organic agriculture on your ventures?
The reason is why I joined organic agriculture, it's all about health.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the principles of organic agriculture.
Yeah.
And people nowadays, their health is poor, and when the health is poor, that means you're susceptible to diseases.
Yeah.
And people are dying at the age which is not expected them to die.
Yeah.
Time back, people were living years and years. Mm. But when you compare that time of long ago with the time now, people are dying at a high rate. The born babies, the unborn inside the womb, and those who are living right now.
Yeah.
But when we go to organic agriculture and we emphasize health, things are going to change.
Yeah.
Because organic agriculture is all about the nature. When we do things according to nature, we are going to move forward.
Yeah.
And for it, it loves the organisms, all the organisms. Yeah. They have to interact. They have to live in an ecosystem. They have to relate, one benefiting the other and one obtaining something from the other. So if we do organic agriculture, we are going to move. Mm. And that moving is not for a short period of time. Because when you give something which is vital to another one,
yeah,
it will give you what you want. But if you deny that chance to that animal, it will not get what it wants and it will not give you what you want.
Yeah.
For example, when we talk about these animals that are brought by with convection farming,
yeah,
like hens that grows within 2 months,
yeah,
1 month, others they grow them within a week and you eat.
Yeah.
Those such kind of things, they don't help us. Mm. They are not nutritious because they are being grown by chemicals. Then when you consume that something, you take it inside.
Mm.
The body is going to use that something, it's going to use chemical. You're not getting the nutritive value of that hen, of that cow that you've taken in.
Yeah.
That cow or hen that you've taken in is going to injure you inside, and it is going to kill the cells. Instead of them functioning well, they are going to do the reverse. That means when we do away with that convection farming and we cope up with organic farming,
yeah,
things are going to change. We are going to move distances and distances. I cannot do this alone. That's why I'm with my fellows.
Yeah, true.
Because they say if you want to move far, if you want to move at a terrible speed, move alone.
Yeah.
But if you want to move for a long period of time, you move with a plane. I cannot fight convection alone, but we as organic farmers right now, we have to pull up our socks.
Mm.
Don't fear because others are having money, but what are you giving to them? And there is no way you can say that we are organic farmers and you cannot give them what you have.
Yeah.
You tell the side effects of something and give them the solution. If we cope up and we pull up our socks, each and everything is going to be fine.
Yeah.
So organic farmers, we are lucky because we deal with health.
Yeah.
And we live with other living organisms. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My name is Lenya Wera. First, to start with, organic agriculture is all about sustainable farming and most of all, biodiversity. My main course here, I wanted to major on biomedicine because most people are dying of chronic diseases. For example, I lost an aunt due to diabetes and another one due to cancer. So I came here with the main aim of knowing how can I help or how can I try and prevent these chronic diseases from spreading so much fast. Another point is all about vet parasitology. It's a unit that is taught here too. Vet parasitology, most of them is about livestock, how you deworm, how you take care of the livestock, here and there. Yeah. So I was measuring mainly on after harvesting what you get from the animals, like for example the manure, how you're going to biodiverse it and use it maybe on big farm, and what is the importance of maybe taking it there. So here, what I would say is that Kiev is a great place because a lot of things have brought to the light and you know the positive way of living. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So my name is Colin Mushigadi. I'm from here, Kenya. And for me, my purpose of coming to study organic farming or organic agriculture is about the environment. You see, organic agriculture or organic farming embraces the environment. It takes care of the nature. We are trying to bring back what was lost in the forest.
Yeah.
But the other conventional farmers, they are using insecticide or pesticide which contain harmful gases like the one which are destroying the ozone layer. That's why we are having the climate change, the weather patterns are different. So I want to embrace organic farming and organic agriculture so that I can embrace nature and the climate as well. So that's my drive.
Fantastic.
I'm Nahia from Uganda. And my venture in organic agriculture is about food security.
Okay.
According to organic agriculture, we grow a lot of crops like you intercrop the remaining trees. Sorry, very many crops, yeah?
Yeah.
Like you can grow annuals, perennials, by which you harvest, this one can yield, sorry, this one can be faster to grow, you get food at that time. Then the other one can help you also, like if this one is done, you can still go to the next one, eh?
Nice, fantastic. The other aspect that I would like to engage with you guys is the aspect of youth in organic farming. So right now most of us here are at least the brackets of youth. It's an encouraging perspective to see so many people wanting to join organic agriculture. The worrying fact is that they say most organic farmers, most of them are in their 50s, 60s. So my question to you will be, or rather my discussion to you, the conversation that I would like to have with you is how then can we try and attract more youth into this particular sector, into organic agriculture?
I'm a regular butcher. I guess there are some things we can do to have more youth venture in organic farming. As per the Kenyan situation, people say that Kenyan youths, they always talk of unemployment. But I guess in organic farming, we've got, there is a lot of job opportunities. Because you can live as well being a self-employed. Because if at all you venture into biomedicine, in future, you can even produce the biomedicine and then you sell.
Yeah.
And then you can as well venture into biofertilizer. Because as per now that people are so aware of the chronic diseases, they'd like to have an alternative of chemical fertilizer and pesticide. So I guess using the natural resources that we have, and which is in abundance, you can be able to make biofertilizers and biomedicine, and which a youth will be able to sell to Uganda people, because that thing that it is selling for real. Because I have a situation where I once made a bio fertilizer by default. By then I didn't know what I was doing, but I tried before coming to rescue to major on that.
Yeah.
And through demonstration, it worked. And my neighbors, they were. What did you do to your plants? And I had to tell them what I did. So just the other sometimes last week, someone called me, when will you be coming to make us such a fertilizer? And that by that I'll be able maybe to get some good one. And I guess by having specialization, we'll have more use.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not about blanketing people to come to organic agriculture, but you have to show them what they're coming to get, whether it's biofertilizers, biomedicine. So we have to form a particular value proposition that we can be able to have them come into agriculture. Yes. Yes.
I'm called Masha Peter from Uganda. So for the youth, I think organic agriculture, let me say products from organic agriculture, the cost is very high price. So when we at least inform the youth that if you invest in organic agriculture, after producing, what you are going to sell, you earn much. So I think it is a strategy that will help them adopt the system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you go, if you look at most of our MPs also in Uganda, they don't consume these other food. There is a hotel.
Yeah.
Which is venturing in organic foods. So most of them, they go there and eat there, and it's very expensive. Like a person who is having less money, you can't go to that hotel to eat food. So if we can at least advise the youth to adopt organic agriculture, and then we have to sell much and get earn much money out of that. Yeah.
Nice. So it's basically showing them, look guys, there is money in organic agriculture.
Yes?
I have a last point about this unit called organic marketing and trade. On this unit, you learn that is a longer chain, organic marketing and trade, whereby it involves a group of people so that you come to the final produce. Like for example, there's a producer, there's a processor, there's a marketer, a wholesaler, a retailer, and maybe a trader who maybe takes the goods to the consumers finally. So when we look at this chain, starting from the producer, the primary producer, it's going to create an opportunity to most people, because each chain involves a group of people, because you can't do it alone. If you want to be a wholesaler, you can't do it alone. There have to be many who are distributed in different parts of the country, hence job creation.
Okay. Nice. So about the value chain, showing there's a longer tail towards organic farming. It's all about going to the shamba and then you finish it there. There's a wider range of things that can be done in the organic sector. There's also another topic that I get a lot, and I would like to get your views. There's this thing of, I guess all of us like organic farming, that's why we are here. But what are those things that you would like to see changed? What are those things that you would like to see being done differently? The way farming is done, is it the way it's marketed? Is it, you know, I would like to hear your views and your suggestions. What would you like to see being done differently in organic agriculture?
In the field of organic, we need people who can disseminate information without fear of contradiction. Because what is happening currently with the food insecurity is due to fear of being contradicted by the conventional producers. Somebody comes into your farm and tells you, you must use this certified seed, you must use this technique, for example, just to feed your crop. But who is guiding us on how to feed the soil, which in turn is supposed to be feeding our crops? Which policies are we following? Are we following the policies which are building our soils or which are killing our soils? The common question that we always ask in the organic field is, when will we have a room or a platform in the agriculture sector in the country, such that when the policies are being put in place, the organic farmer is being considered? when the policies are being put in the name of forest conservation, nature conservation, that organic is given a priority and the principles of organic farming are put in place. So I would say that food security is a collective responsibility, and it starts from the organic knowledge. Good health, it is a collective responsibility, and it also starts from the soil. Sustainable Africa or sustainable Kenya, it starts from a healthy soil, which is also a collective responsibility. So it's time that we disseminate the information without fear of contradiction.
I'm Andrew from Uganda. And to me, I think some of the things that I think should be done differently is the preparation of these foods.
Yeah.
We need to have much more time to tell people more on how these foods should be prepared to maintain their nutritive value, because me as an organic farmer, I'll take much more time and be conscious on how I do my farming down in the garden,
yeah,
to see that I maintain the whole process and have everything done in this right way. And someone will come and buy this food. At the end of that day, the person preparing this food is going to prepare it in a way that we prefer using oils, and the hygiene of the places where we also prepare our foods from is not all that good sometimes.
Mm.
So in that whole process of preparing the food, we are going to lose a lot. And when you lose a lot during the preparation and the time you consume,
yeah,
you've lost much, and it will mean nothing to the person who did the farming of that whole food.
Yeah.
That's what basically I look at about that factor.
Yeah. So I've seen, we don't have really regulation about it. Yes, we have regulation on how you can process your food, how you can package your food, but when it comes to how it should be cooked, we don't have a really standard about it. It's something that you can be able to push out there and get people thinking about, right?
I'm called Andy Manasseh. Yeah, I can talk about organic manures.
Hmm.
We find that, in fact, in organic manure is organic.
Yes.
Because it contains all the nutrients in it, and it stays very long in the soil.
Hmm.
And the way of applying it, and in fact, yeah, you apply it. Now let me first dip it into the techniques.
Yeah.
Yeah, the techniques we have, you apply the manures to improve the fertility of the soil. And in fact, organic manures, they last very long in the soil.
Mm.
It's not like this conventional manures.
Yeah.
You see, these ones, some of them are not yet fully decomposed. So they will get fully decomposed in the process of crops
mm.
being developed in that field. You may grow your crop today, and at the same time you may another season may come, you will plant another crop in the same manner you have applied long time.
Yeah.
Which means it gives it nutrients slowly and it takes long time.
Mm.
So which means it is a bit different from the conventional side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll start with first, like genetically modified organisms.
Mm.
Like there's coming up of many varieties. A different route was taken. Maybe we measure on the indigenous varieties that we have around. Another point is about the farm inputs that are used. The chemicals that are used to spray on the crops and the fertilizers that is being used. It causes a lot of harm even to the microorganisms in the soil. So if a different route was used, it could be productive. Mm. Thank you.
Yes,
Johan was up. So what I would like to see as a change here in Kenya and also let's say Africa in general,
mm.
I think now it's high time the government should start appreciating organic agriculture the way they do the conventional farmers. You see, like the government can provide these conventional types of fertilizers to farmers so that they can apply in their farms, but there's no such day I've seen a government telling people or educating people on how compost is better than the fertilizer. So I think the government should take the opportunity to embrace organic agriculture.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. Yes?
I would like to talk about something that must be put in place. It's all about food security.
Mm.
And food security is when we have food, and that food is healthy to our lives.
Yeah.
Because when you use other synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, they damage the food.
Yeah.
Then even the process of getting that food is long. Because when you use a synthetic fertilizer into the soil, it is going to destroy the structure of the soil, the fertility of the soil, and other things that are within the soil. But when organic agriculture is advertised to all the people and taught to all those people who need it, because all of us, we need it. We use organic things which are available, and the soil is kept producing constantly because the structure, the fertility, and all the aspects are within the soil and not disorganized or are not tampered with.
Yeah.
So if we embrace organic agriculture and we speak one word that organic agriculture has to move, then we shall move.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Maybe a change that I'd like to see is a public, let's say, consumer awareness, public awareness. Because few of the consumers know what they do consume from our markets.
Yeah.
And that's why you find that we have very few organic markets. Like, I understand in Nairobi is either Hurlingham or Karen. That's where you can find the organic markets. And like around Juba, it's either you go to a specific farmer or like Kiof. That's where you can get the organic products or produce, and which are so beneficial. So I'd like to see some established organic markets and sensitizing the consumer to the benefits of organic produce.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Markets are important. Otherwise, if we grow too much, we have to find a particular place we can take. So yes.
My name is Lydia. I have something to add about what you said about advertising. Okay. In the TVs we watch, how many adverts do you get on organic?
How many?
How many? That's none.
Yeah, I haven't.
But now organic is seen as those farming organic are seen as the uncivilized people. And like when those who are doing the conventional, like when we go to a place like big supermarkets, what we have on the vegetable side, we have the conventional products which are produced, but we don't have the organic. But if the organic is there, it's very few and it's hidden on there. So advertising like what we have, it's very important. So that's my point.
Okay, thank you very much. How many of you guys have seen an organic advert somewhere on the TV? An organic advert talking about organic on TV? Okay, that's one at least. So yes, anyway, when there's only one advert for like 1 year, it's a bit worrying. Yes, so I think that's a very good point we should also take into account. So I want us to just wrap it up, but before we do that, I want you guys now to paint a picture for us. It's 10 years from now. What do you see happening in the organic sector? 10 years from now, let's say 5 years from now, basically, what do you see the future of organic is?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm called Duncan. I come from Uganda. So, according to me, 10 years, 5 to 10 years from now, I believe organic agriculture is going to increase. Because now, the ball is in our hands. We are the one to go out to preach the gospel about organic agriculture. Because if you look at where we are going, actually, think of increasing population, the land is always
is the land will never increase in size, but the population is increasing. Now, how are we going to use this scarce piece of land to produce food? The only means we can use this small piece of land to produce food is by means of organic, that's intercropping, use of crop, I mean use of animal manure to boost the fertility of the soil such that we can increase on the production of the food. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yes.
10 years to come, we are going to be at the peak.
At the peak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why am I saying so? If you say that you are not going to be on the peak, you yourself, but others are willing to do it. If I'm willing to start with my neighbor to go to a certain step, I'm going to move. But if you're not willing, leave. For me, what? How am I going to do this?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back home, tell my neighbor what is to be done. Not telling her without practicals.
Okay.
Showing him how things are done. Then your neighbor will take the information to another neighbor. That neighbor will take the information to another neighbor. So, if you don't keep quiet with your organic agriculture because others are suppressing you, we are going to move. But if you keep quiet because others are suppressing you, we are going to be declining. So, I urge each and everyone here, let's do things when you are following our hearts. Don't do things because others are doing. Do what you are meant to do. Organic agriculture is for those people who love other people and who are willing to do good things to others. Not harming, but following what our nature deserves. Thank you.
5 to 10 years we'll be at the peak. So that means it will be the norm. It will be, you know, you walk into a supermarket, you don't have to look for organic. It's just there waiting for you to purchase it. 5 years, 10 years, what are you seeing? What are you seeing happening? Yes?
It's good to be positive minded. And I think with public sensitization, creating much awareness, organic farming or organic agriculture will be like, it's the norm of the day and people will have turned away from conventional agriculture. This means that people will have better lives, and through the sensitization, they'll live a positive life towards organic farming. Thank you.
Okay.
I think organic agriculture is going to move like for 5 to 10 years. In that, in our place mostly now, the NGOs who are coming, they consider organic students more than these conventional students. And the crops, the seeds they come with, they want them to be grown organically. And in that, they tend to put much emphasis in employing organic students. So meaning that if other people see that people in organic, they are getting more benefit, they are getting employment faster than others who are doing conventional, which means they will cope up, they will come very fast, and that will be motivation to others, and they will be motivated. And I wanted to put this one, if government can do motivation and employ organic students and put a good price to them such that we get to attract more students to join organic, it would be a bit better.
Okay.
Because without motivation is all about you want something good.
Okay.
So without it, I think it will be very difficult. You can't do something when you are paid less. Yet it is a bit hectic. It needs a lot of effort or energy to do it. That's what I can do.
Okay, so there's nothing for, you can get something for nothing. Okay, so yes?
Okay, mine was just supporting on his answer. Nancy, organic will be at its peak. Why say so? Because everyone is conscious about his or her health and also the environment in general. Like if I consume something which is not good for my health, and that thing, something which is not good for your health, that is automatic, it's grown conventionally. So what I can do for myself, I should grow my own organically so that I avoid all those things like chronic diseases, whatever. Then also the environment.
someone will be like, how will I conserve the environment? Like those conventional people, they just go, they do anything destructive to the environment, which cannot conserve it. So organic is the only way to go, and organic will be at its peak.
Okay, organic is the only way to the only way to go. So yes, I saw your hand up.
In 10 years time, organic will be very far. Reason being, the rate at which people die because of cancer, it's very high. So the organic will be very far. Reason being, they are searching for extension workers to train these farmers or train these people who are searching for food and have small urban gardens on how to go organic. So it will be very far because of the rate at which people die.
Okay, so the deteriorating, the way the health is deteriorating will be a big factor, a big boost in terms of seeing organic go to its peak. I saw your hand. Okay, yes.
Yeah, I know people those years come, organic will go ahead. The reason why I say so, especially in my village, most people, they were
doing... What's your village?
I'm from Maracha.
Maracha,
yeah.
Uganda.
That is in Uganda.
Okay.
Mostly in my village, those people, those they, let me say that those years, they were doing conventional agriculture. They were practicing agriculture, conventional agriculture. But these days, the little knowledge which I have learned from the college, I put them into practice, and I make them some few to follow it. Right now, it's good here. In my village, people are doing organic. They have put these things like fertilizers, and these other products which are not help to soil. And it is like when you carry out these practices, these activities, these practices, they can help to improve the soil fertility. Things like zaiti, double dug, they help to improve the soil fertility. But it is very difficult for conventional farmer to do this. It is only in organic sectors.
For me, I think that was an interactive session. So the whole idea was us to share our ideas, just have a conversation around it, and engaging in those conversation, and also sharing it with people so that they can have understand what organic is all about. So once we share this kind of perspective, I think the impact is generational. So someone can be able to watch this kind of a video or conversation, 2-3 months later, they can also come back and watch it. So it's something that it's the information that is there for them to consume. And we know when somebody is consumed over a long time, there is a behavior change that is going to happen. So